All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and today we're going to be cracking open the world of
Okay.
nicotine pouches,
Yeah.
and we're going to be using a brand called Ubs as our case study.
All right.
So these are those little pouches, tobacco-free, that you kind of slip under your lip for a quick nicotine hit.
Interesting.
And we've got a few different sources here. We've got some marketing material straight from the Ubs website.
Oh,
We've
cool.
also got a YouTube review that's basically a how-to guide on how to use the pouches.
Okay.
And we're even taking a peek at an online store that sells Ubs alongside a bunch of other similar products.
I've gotcha.
So you're ready to see what this whole nicotine pouch thing is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a pretty fascinating part of the market,
Yeah.
and it's growing like crazy.
It is.
So.
Yeah. So just like initial first impression, Ubs is really going with this whole "the shift begins here"
Oh, wow.
tagline.
Okay.
So they're really trying to sound all revolutionary. And looking at their website, it's almost like a candy store.
Really?
They've got these bundles called Choose Your Next Adventure Bundle.
Huh. So they're targeting
Yeah.
like a younger, more adventurous.
It's giving very youthful energy.
For sure. I mean, you can definitely see how they're trying to
Right.
appeal to that demographic
Yeah.
with that type of language.
Yeah. And then, like, they also play up the whole discretion thing, too. It's
Oh,
like,
my.
hey, you can get your nicotine fix without anyone even noticing.
I see. So it's like a mixed message almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebellious, but also discreet.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting how they're trying to balance those two.
Yeah.
I guess they're probably going for a wider audience, right? Trying to cover all the
It's
bases.
true. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk flavors.
Okay.
Mint, menthol, pretty standard.
For sure.
But then you've got peach passion,
Oh, wow.
salted
Good.
caramel,
Salted caramel.
salted caramel nicotine.
Interesting.
Are you trying to tell me someone out there is craving that
Yeah.
after like a steak dinner?
That's a bold move.
What do you think these flavors say about who they're trying to attract?
I think it says they're probably taking a page
Yeah.
from, like the gourmet soda brands.
Okay.
Like they're trying to sound all fancy and unique.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Flavors have become a key differentiator, and nicotine pouches
Makes
are
sense.
no exception.
No.
And of course, they've got different nicotine strengths too,
Right.
ranging from 4 milligram to 14 milligrams per pouch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So whether you're like a newbie
Yeah.
or like a seasoned nicotine veteran,
Yeah.
they got you covered.
I guess that raised the question then, does having so many options make it harder
That's a good point.
for people to quit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why step down if there's always a stronger option?
That's true. That's true. All right. So now here's where I think things get a little shady.
Okay.
Ubs is offering these massive multi-buy discounts.
Oh, really?
We're talking up to 50% off if you buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like they're really pushing people to just like stock up,
Yeah.
which isn't exactly promoting responsible use, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that in a lot of industries,
Yeah.
but when it comes to something that's addictive,
Right.
it's definitely a bit concerning.
Yeah. And then there's this Nerd Alert blog they have on their website.
Tiernan.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's like they're trying way too hard to be relatable and informative.
Yeah.
But they have this one post about a potential ban on disposable vapes.
Okay.
And they're basically saying that it might actually lead to people smoking more cigarettes.
Oh.
So, I mean, are they genuinely concerned about public health,
Right.
or are they just like smelling an opportunity to get more
Yeah.
pouch users?
It's hard to say what their motivations are, but it definitely brings up the whole
Yeah.
relationship between public health
Right.
and regulation and
Yeah. It's
business.
messy. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we've got this brand, Ubs, making a splash with their flashy website, crazy flavors, questionable marketing tactics.
Yeah.
But now let's kind of zoom out and look at where these pouches fit into like
Okay.
the wider world of nicotine products,
Yeah.
you know, like that online store we mentioned that sells Ubs alongside all those other brands.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a good way to
Yeah.
get a better picture of the
Yeah.
whole market.
Okay. So a lot of those products on that website are labeled as snus.
Right.
So can you just explain
Well,
to me
that's weird.
what exactly I snus?
So snus is a moist tobacco product.
Okay.
It originated in Sweden.
Okay.
And traditionally, you put it under your upper lip.
Okay.
And it's kind of like nicotine pouches
Okay.
in that it gives you nicotine
Oh, no.
without burning anything. But
Yeah.
the key difference here is that Snoxa contains tobacco,
Okay.
whereas nicotine pouches are tobacco-free.
So nicotine pouches are like the
Yeah.
cleaner cousins of Snox.
Exactly. Yeah. And that distinction is
Yeah.
really important because it plays into that whole harm reduction argument.
Yeah.
So since there's no tobacco,
Huh?
you're not exposed to all the nasty stuff that
Yeah.
comes with burning it, you know, like tar and all those
Right.
carcinogens.
So are these pouches basically like a healthier
Ooh.
alternative to cigarettes?
Healthier is a relative term here.
Okay.
They might be less harmful
Huh.
than traditional tobacco products,
Okay.
but they're not risk-free.
Right, of course.
Nicotine itself is still
Yeah.
highly addictive.
Of course. Yeah. It's not like they're handing out health
Yeah.
awards for
Yes,
these things.
exactly.
But I mean, at least you're not like inhaling smoke,
That's true.
getting all that tar in your lungs.
Yeah, I mean, to really see the difference in the experience,
Yeah.
I think we should probably look at that YouTube review
Okay.
because it shows you exactly how to use the pouches.
Yeah. And from what I saw, the instructions are pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Pop a pouch under your lip, enjoy the tingle for like 30 minutes,
Right.
and then you toss it in this little waste compartment that's built into the can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pretty simple.
It's definitely a different ritual
Yeah.
than like
Yeah.
lighting a cigarette
Totally.
or puffing a vape.
Yeah. It's like they're really trying to make it all.
Civilized and discreet.
Yeah. Civilized and discreet.
Yeah.
But speaking of that little waste compartment,
Yeah.
it makes you wonder about the environmental impact of these
Oh,
things.
yeah. Are they
Okay.
really better than,
Yeah.
you know, cigarette butts being tossed on the street?
Right. And what about like the whole production process?
Yeah.
It can't be that eco-friendly to manufacture all these pouches, right?
Yeah. It's a good point. We often focus on the immediate
Hmm.
effects of a product,
Yeah.
but we forget to think about like the
Yeah.
entire life cycle,
That's true.
you know?
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've
Mm.
got this new product category, nicotine pouches
Right.
with UBS trying to stand out with their trendy flavors and marketing strategies.
Yeah.
But I mean, are they really the shift as they claim?
Right.
Are they like a genuine step towards harm reduction
Yeah.
or just a clever way to get people hooked on nicotine?
I mean, it's a complex question,
Yeah.
and I don't think there are any easy answers.
Right, yeah.
I think we're just starting to really
Yeah.
understand them.
Right. And there's so much more to unpack here. You know,
Yeah.
we haven't even talked about
Yeah.
potential long-term health effects,
Yeah.
the impact on youth,
Right.
the role of the tobacco industry in all of this.
Absolutely. There are so many layers to this,
Yeah.
and it's only going to get more complex, I think,
Yeah.
as these products get more popular.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it really is fascinating. You know, we focus so much on the immediate, like, visible impact of a product, but the long-term and environmental effects can be just as big, you know?
Totally. So like those documentaries about like fast fashion,
Right.
you think you're getting this great deal on this trendy shirt,
Yeah.
but then you see those mountains of textile waste and the exploitation of the workers.
Exactly. It really makes you think about the
Yeah.
true cost of convenience.
Yeah. Right. And when it comes to these nicotine pouches,
Yeah.
I think we're still really early on in understanding
Right.
those hidden costs.
For sure.
We talked about the potential harm reduction aspect, you know,
Right.
no smoke, no tar. But there's still so much we don't know about the long-term effects.
Yeah. And with those bulk discounts and all those flavors,
Right.
are we just creating a new generation of addicts?
Yeah. I mean, sure, they might be less harmful
Right.
than cigarettes, but that doesn't mean they're harmless.
Of course not. Nicotine is a powerful drug.
Right.
It affects your brain chemistry, your mood, your sleep.
Yeah, it's interesting how the marketing really focuses on
Right.
individual choice and freedom. You know, like it's your body, do what you want.
May you do you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But they kind of conveniently leave out the whole addiction part.
Right. It's like they're trying to rebrand nicotine as
Yeah.
this like harmless
Right.
lifestyle choice.
Right.
But
It's a drug.
it is a drug. It can have a serious hold on you.
Totally.
So it's a tough balancing act, you know?
Yeah.
On the one hand, you have that potential for harm reduction.
Right.
Like if people are going to use nicotine anyway,
Yeah.
it's arguably better if they're using a method that's less harmful.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand,
Right.
you also have the risk of normalizing it
Yeah.
and making it seem more appealing, especially to
Blah.
young people.
Yeah, it's like we're in this weird in-between space.
Yeah.
We're not ready to embrace it as this miracle solution.
Yeah.
But we also don't know how to regulate it or talk about the risks
right.
without sounding like we're back in the just say no era.
It's tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's even more complicated when you consider that the tobacco industry is like heavily involved in all this.
Right. They're seeing cigarette sales decline. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for new ways to deliver nicotine.
And they have a history of.
Right. And their track record isn't exactly squeaky clean.
Not great. So can we trust them to be honest about?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, are they actually concerned about harm reduction?
Right.
Or are they just trying to find new customers?
Exactly. And it kind of highlights this need for like independent research and unbiased information.
Absolutely. We can't rely on studies that are funded by the industry. We need like objective data.
Okay, so we've talked about the health effects, the marketing tactics, the role of the tobacco industry.
Yeah.
But what about the impact on society as a whole?
That's a good question.
Like, if these pouches become even more popular, how might that like reshape?
It could really change how we see nicotine.
Yeah, would it be seen as...
Yeah, would it become more acceptable, more trendy?
And if that's the case, what does that mean for like public health messaging?
Exactly. Do we shift our focus from like
abstinence
to harm reduction?
Do we encourage responsible use?
Right. But how do you do that without making it seem cool?
Yeah. Like, are we going to start seeing those slick ad campaigns for nicotine pouches?
Yeah. Alongside the ads for like...
Alongside the craft beer.
And... Yeah. Craft beer, sneakers, all that.
Right. Will it just become another like lifestyle accessory?
Yeah. And that raises a lot of ethical questions. Yeah. You know, like, are we okay with that?
Right.
A future where everyone's using nicotine.
Yeah.
What does that mean for health? Care costs.
Yeah. What about
productivity?
Right.
Public health.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
And it feels like we're really only...
I think we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, just scratching the surface.
Yeah, with any new technology or trend, there are always going to be unintended consequences.
Right.
You know, ripple effects.
Right.
It takes time to understand the true impact of something like this.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that something so small, like a little pouch, could have like...
Such
huge implications.
Look at it.
Yeah. And it really makes you think about all the other like new things, you know, new technologies, new products, new trends that we're like constantly bombarded with.
We're always chasing
the
next big thing.
How do we even like begin to assess their impact
before
they become like...
Yeah, before it's too late.
Ingrained in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
For sure. We often like embrace novelty without thinking about the consequences.
And by the time we see those consequences, it's like...
Yeah, then it's hard to go back, you know?
So... Are we doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past?
I wouldn't say doomed.
Okay.
But I do think it requires like a change in how we think.
Okay.
We need to be more skeptical of anything new, especially if it's promising.
Right.
Like a quick fix.
Yeah. It's going to change your life.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to something like nicotine pouches, which are kind of in this gray area, that skepticism is super important.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of nicotine pouches, what is like the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the most important thing is to be critical, you know? Don't just believe the marketing. Mm-hmm. Do your own research.
Okay.
Look at the risks and the benefits and make your own choices.
Okay.
Based on your own values.
Yeah, that's good. And I would also add that it's okay to be a little uncomfortable with the unknown.
Yeah.
Like, progress often comes with uncertainty.
It does. It does.
And through thoughtful questioning and open discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how we can navigate these uncharted territories responsibly.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
The more informed we are, the better choices we can make.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Into the complex world.
That's been fun.
Of nicotine pouches.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious. Stay informed.
Absolutely.
And keep asking those tough questions.
Keep learning.